Detective Douglas, July 5th, 2019, at 0628 hours. Interview with a witness for a CHP OIS.
Yes, as far as I know.
Hey, how you doing, sir? I'm Jimmy. Do you have any ID on you, sir?
Yeah, I do.
Can I take a look at it?
What's
that?
I don't have to provide it to you, or... I mean, I'm not being detained or under arrest, am I?
No, you're not being detained or being under arrest.
I'm just saying, I just like to exercise my rights, that's all.
Okay, well, I'll
give it to you. I'm just saying, I just...
No, you're not under arrest. You're not being detained.
Okay,
we're just trying to figure out what happened.
I know what happened. I'll tell you what happened. I just got my rights coming to get me to work, and
okay.
It's just going down. That's all I needed this morning was this. I'm about to see it.
You gotta set it on my hood. Yeah. Thank you. What's your name, sir? What's your date of birth? And what's a good contact number for you, sir? Okay. So what?
What I saw was I was in my driveway. Getting some tools ready for work and let my dog to the bathroom. I saw Highway Patrol pull up. He's facing this way, on the portal.
Okay.
Sitting there, and I was like, no, he's sitting there for about 5 minutes almost. And then I notice he's not there, and I look across the street, and I see the guy swinging into the car right on him, and about knocks him, you know, and he opens the door, and they start brawling, and the guy's getting the better of the CHP.
Okay.
And I was like, I thought it was two officers. I was trying to put my money back in my pocket.
Okay.
I thought it was two officers because his pants were the same color. I was like, what the fuck are those guys doing? That's crazy, you know?
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, he's down, he's on the butt, and then he just... he had to shoot him. I mean, the guy's going for his gun. I mean, the guy was getting the better of him.
Okay. So, do you know this guy?
No, I just saw his armband from jail.
Oh, you saw that he had an armband from jail on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just mean, I saw that after he shot him.
Okay.
Because I went running across the street. I asked him, hey, are you okay? And then, boom! I mean, I was trying to figure out. I didn't want to get too close.
Okay.
Do you guys want to leave all your guys?
Okay. So... about what time, do you remember what time you were in your driveway? If you don't know, just say I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't have any idea. After this,
okay.
I was like...
Okay, that's fine.
It was like 6 a.m. when I walked out in my driveway. I know that.
Okay.
With my dog.
If I ask you a question and you don't know, just say I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know exactly.
So, did you hear the officer say anything to this guy?
I didn't hear any of that. I just saw across the way.
Okay.
And I saw him swinging in on...
Okay.
And I was like...
And when you say swinging in on him,
like
the officer was...
The officer's in the car.
Okay, all right.
And he didn't even get a chance to get out.
Okay. Did you see this guy approach the officer? Or did you just look and see, hey, oh, he's at the car?
I looked and saw him, bam, on the officer.
Okay.
I was like, where did he go? You know, he was just there. And I was like, oh, he must have got somebody, you know, traffic or whatever.
Okay.
And then I looked again, and I was all, oh, shit, there's scuffling. There's a fight.
Okay.
I said, whoa, that guy has all brown pants. I didn't notice it looks the same with his shirt off, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, is that two cops fighting each other?
Okay, so do you remember at what point the officer gets out of the car?
After he got swung on.
Okay.
And then I looked back again. I was seeing where my dog was before I left the yard, and then all I saw was the guy was getting the better of him, and he's on the bottom.
Okay.
And the guy started to work reach around him, you know what I mean? The officer.
Okay, so the officer is on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, they both were on the ground, but
okay.
The guy's on top of him.
Okay, so this...
But they look a lot alike from that far away, the same color.
Yeah. But when you, so you, you'd said a couple times, like, the guy was...
He was
getting
kicking,
the getting
he was
the bet.
His ass.
Okay, was he like? Did you see where he was hitting him?
Well, in the head. I mean, he was already stunned bad. I mean,
okay.
That first one.
Okay.
And he just came out. He didn't even he was just trying to fight him off. He didn't even pull his gun until after he's on the ground and the guy's starting to reach all over him.
Just so elaborate more on that about him reaching all over him.
He was just on him, all over him, you know, swinging and whatever. Okay. I mean, I would have been, I would have shot him.
Okay. You know? Did you see, and if he, was he trying to grab anything specific on
I
the officer's
see that
belt?
From, I was all the way up at the top of the hill.
Okay.
But he was going all around him. I'm sure there's video on the car because he's right from the car. But.
Okay. Do you remember what like was the officer on his back? Was he on his stomach? Do you remember?
He was on all fours.
And the guy was on?
On him.
Okay, all
but
right.
I mean, it would happen so quick, but I mean, I know that after I saw, you know, then I seen the officer, he was getting up, and I saw like that guy's hands kind of in his hand, but going the same, and he popped one shot.
Okay. Do you remember where the officer, like what their position was when the officer shot him?
He was, I believe, standing up. He was like this, and he was getting up like this.
Okay.
And the guy was on him.
Okay.
And then he went. I don't remember if he cuffed him first, but he went and got the bag out because he said, "I said, you need help. Are you okay?" And I'm trying to stay my distance because I don't want to get shot. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
smart man.
I said, "Officer, are you okay? Are you okay, officer?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm okay, but I need help." You know. And I said, "What can I do?" And he pulled out the bag. I don't remember if he had him cuffed first or not, but he started doing the CPR on the guy right away.
Okay.
And then the other officer pulled up.
Do you
remember? Sheriff and then the silver car showed up.
Okay. Do you remember? Do you remember the officer saying anything to him? Like,
traffic was going by.
Okay.
And I couldn't hear anything.
Okay. Where do you remember kind of where you were at when the officer first shot his gun?
I was almost halfway down the portal.
Okay. Do you mind, let's just point out your house just so I kind of have an idea of where you're, like where you're standing. Okay. All right. Okay. And so you.
So I was like almost past the stop sign.
Okay.
And then I ran down the rest of the way and I stayed across the street until he said, yeah, I'm okay. You know,
okay.
I don't want to get shot.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't want to either. Okay.
I was like, whoa, what's going on? You know, because he was sitting right where that white truck is.
Okay.
Waiting for the guy to come walking up the street. I guess he got a call. Somebody's wandering out the street.
Okay.
And so he was waiting for him so he wouldn't see him.
Okay. So.
Went across.
Okay. So you come over here, then what happens?
I don't remember if he cuffed him first or if he got the bag out. He's trying to take care of him right away.
Okay. Did you help with CPR?
No, he's got a jail armband. I don't know nothing to do with that. The other sheriff pulled up right then.
Okay. Anything else you can think of that
no,
stands
the guy
out?
Just,
or
the guy was just real concerned about trying to keep him alive, and I was like, dude, he's dead. I mean,
yeah. Do you remember, this guy that's in the road, did you hear him say anything at any point?
He didn't say anything.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything.
Did you hear, like screams or anything? Like, did either of them?
No. He was just beating the shit out of him. I mean,
okay.
He was getting his ass kicked. I was like, whoa.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the good number for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions for you right now. If you don't mind waiting just a minute or two, I'm just going to check with my supervisor, see if they have any other questions.
Okay.
And then I'll come back and you know.
I just got a ride going for work. Just standing up there waiting for me.
Okay. If you need to go, I'm not detained. If you need to go.
I just said, if you can call me, I'll answer whatever you need.
Okay. All right. Thank you.